give them back. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what former President Trump is telling the FBI, claiming some documents seized last week are protected by attorney-client and executive privilege. Agents took
4 sets of what they call top secret files, 3 sets of just secret documents, and 3 sets of so-called confidential material. Now, the warrant indicates that the FBI was looking for potential violations of the Espionage Act, but Donald Trump continues to deny any wrongdoing.
Fox's Ashley Webster near the Trump Mar-a-Lago, Florida home. The former president also claims the FBI is corrupt. It and Homeland Security report an increase in threats online.
Threats to federal law enforcement, warning of an increase in violent threats on social media, including one to put a so-called dirty bomb in front of FBI headquarters, and also issuing general calls for civil war.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the Taliban's holding a parade in Kabul. 1 year after taking control of the country, House Republicans put out a report blaming the Biden administration for a botched U.S. troop withdrawal. Congressman Ronnie Jackson just told Fox they ignored military recommendations.
They just completely disregarded that. They put the State Department in pretty much in charge of this entire evacuation procedure. And you can see what it led to. It led to a colossal failure.
The White House calls that report full of inaccuracies and false claims. China is conducting more military drills around Taiwan, which it claims to own, as another delegation of U.S. lawmakers visit the island. Nation after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip. Brittany Griner's Russian lawyer has appealed the American basketball star's 9-year prison sentence.
The U.S. State Department declared Griner wrongfully detained, and her case has raised concerns that she's being used as a political pawn in Russia's war against Ukraine. The Biden administration, meantime, has also offered a controversial prisoner swap with Russia to try and bring Griner home.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Actress Anne Heche has died after being taken off life support after a car crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Iran came out today and denied any involvement in last week's attack on author Salman Rushdie. But a government spokesman says no one deserves any blame or condemnation except Rushdie and his supporters. Though the accused attacker is now jailed without bond, said by his mother to be a religious fanatic, Rushdie's condition is improving.
Zafar Rushdie said of his father in the statement he is still in critical condition, adding the family is relieved he was taken off a ventilator and able to speak. Salman Rushdie wrote the controversial novel The Satanic Verses, published in 1988. Muslims criticized the book as blasphemous. Rushdie was attacked last week before a speaking engagement in New York State. Zafar Rushdie, in the statement, thanked the people at the event who came to his father's aid and the doctors who have cared for him. New York Governor Kathy Hochul visited Rushdie in the hospital on Sunday. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. came under attack in Syria today, carried out by drones at a compound housing American troops and Syrian opposition fighters, but no one was hurt and there was no damage. The family of a murdered U.S. soldier is suing the government.
The family of Vanessa Guillen filed a $35 million civil lawsuit seeking damages from the U.S. government on the basis of sexual harassment, abuse, and wrongful death. Vanessa Guillen, a 20-year-old Army specialist, was declared missing from Fort Hood in April of 2020, found months later, her body dismembered, burned, and buried in several shallow graves. The main suspect in her death, Aaron Robinson, accused of bludgeoning Guillen to death in an armory room, took his own life while authorities closed in on making an arrest. Several investigations reveal Guillen suffered sexual harassment and assault during her service, her treatment and death sparking a social media movement of former and active service members who came forward about their own experiences in the military. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall to start the week. Dow futures are down more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.